It is the Mike Broomhead Show. Thanks for being with us this morning. Joining us, Jamar Williams, who is an attorney here in town and is also an organizer with Black Lives Matter Metro Phoenix. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Let's start with the protests that were marches that were here in Phoenix that were canceled. What were the circumstances that we heard that you guys had gotten some credible threats?
One credible threat last night, maybe more than that, but one threat that we felt was credible. Honestly, that threat's a rare occurrence. It's nothing compared to the threats our people have to endure every day, going about their everyday lives from police officers. The threat of cages, the threat of death, and the threat of violence, and that's from salaries that we pay for.
When you look at the circumstances here in Phoenix versus other cities and how marches and protests have gone, whether they were Black Lives Matter or just protests, they've been very peaceful here in the Valley. What do you attribute that to?
Well, we have some great organizers that put together these protests. But, you know, it depends on what you mean by peaceful. We aren't seeing sort of this, right wing sort of response at most of our events. But the police are out there threatening us, using weapons against us, using chemical weapons against us, other mechanisms of violence. Peaceful is an interesting word to describe what's been happening, because it certainly aren't peaceful from the police response perspective.
But are you saying that the police have initiated violence against you, or were they responding to something that was happening, whether it was property damage or it was physical violence that was initiated by someone else?
Oh, the police initiate violence against us every day, not just at the protests. It's a shocking and revolting thing to have police murder and abuse us. The response is silence or the description is peaceful. Every time at some of these protests, we hope for police restraint and only see police escalation. Honestly, last night was probably one of the most peaceful nights I've ever seen from the Phoenix Police Department. And this has been going on for months now.
You know, the issue, and I want to ask, be devil's advocate here with this. Chief Jerry Williams has said she has been listening to the protesters and to listening to what people want, and we've seen some changes in the Phoenix Police Department. Jerry Williams grew up in this city, an African-American girl to an African-American woman, and she's raised two African-American sons, and she runs that agency. Why would you accuse that agency of being violent against you when the head of that agency has lived a similar life to you?
Chief Williams has lived a similar life to me. But just because you put someone in that office who maybe can relate to my experiences doesn't mean that the system is going to allow that woman to make changes, or that the system is going to allow that woman to listen to us. When you hear us asking for accountability from our Phoenix Police Department, those requests are ignored. Officers keep their jobs. We ask for transparency, and those requests are only met with delay and even unbearable condescension. So just because Chief Williams may relate to a couple things in my background or my history doesn't mean that she's making the changes that we need to be made. I mean, this is a violent institution. Chief Jerry Williams was at the head of this institution in 2018 when we had the most incidents of officer-involved shootings in the nation. This is a violent institution that's hid its violence and malice for so long, and we need to shine a light on that.
And I agree, when there are bad cops, they should be exposed and go to prison, and they should never be on the police force. But you have to admit that a lot of those incidents of police shootings are justifiable because they're responding to violence against them or other people. Are you saying that those were not justifiable shootings at all?
There is no justification for police officers to murder people on the streets. That's not how our system works. The only reason you're saying that to me is because the public narrative that supports the status quo, that supports police violence, has convinced you that these murders, extrajudicial murders, are necessary. How sad is that? I can't take what you just said and go to these families who've lost their loved ones, whose loved ones have been subjected to grotesque violence and tell them what you just said. That's unacceptable.
Listen, I am not saying it from any other perspective than there are times when police officers are interacted in, or are approached in a violent way or are defending people against violence, and that's why they use their firearms. They don't look... Go ahead.
The large, if I may, I'm
no, no, absolutely. No.
The large majority of what police officers do in our streets has nothing to do with responding to violent crime. I think nationally, only about 4% of a police officer's job actually responds to violent crime. It's really just a false narrative that convinces people out in the streets that the violence that police heap on our bodies is some necessary public function or some necessary public good. It's grotesque.
I'm saying that the shootings that are happening in the streets of Phoenix are necessary because it's a violent act that they're responding to. Not all of their interactions are violent. Almost none of them are. But when they turn violent, what is an officer supposed to do?
Mike, can I ask you this? How could you fix your mouth to say that the shootings and murders in the streets of the city of Phoenix are necessary?
I didn't say that the murders were necessary. I'm saying that not all officer-involved shootings, and I would say the vast majority of officer-involved shootings, are not murders at all.
The vast majority of officer-involved shootings may not be murders, but that does that justify that the attempted murder on our community members? I mean, just because someone survives an officer-involved shooting by sheer medical luck.
I wasn't talking about
those officers weren't trying to kill.
No, I wasn't talking about them not dying. I'm saying even when death occurs, it's not a murder. You're a lawyer. There is a difference between self-defense or defending other people in the officer's capacity as a police officer and murder, because you've murdered somebody that didn't need to die or didn't have to die, and it wasn't a life or death situation for the officer. So I don't believe they were murders by definition.
Mike, you're wrong. The definition of murder is murder. When you take someone's life, it's a homicide. Just because you can justify it later doesn't mean it wasn't murder.
So if someone's in a life or death situation, if your life is being threatened and you take that person's life, you consider yourself a murderer?
Absolutely. I have to go to court. I get charged with murder. I get charged with homicide. I have to go to court and tell a jury of my supposed peers that I had a reason for doing that murder, or I had a reason for using that violence. The police officers, because of the grotesque lack of accountability in our jurisdiction, in Maricopa County, in this state, police officers don't even have to do that. They go to their police agency, get a pat on the back, and go home to their families.
Police are investigated twice, internally and by the county attorney's office. So are you saying that the county attorney's office is also corrupt and in on allowing police officers to kill people?
Listen, if you want to use the word corrupt, you can use the word corrupt. But what I do know is that both of those investigations that you just referenced, one is done by the police agency itself.
Right.
And the second is done by a political body that takes money from police officers to get elected. So who do you think those two investigations are really beholden to? It's not the people. It's not the victims who've lost their loved ones. It's not the families on the streets.
Okay, so then I have my last question for you, because I'm running out of time, is what do you need to have happen? What does Black Lives Matter Metro Phoenix need to see to consider progress being made?
Well, first off, we want justice for these families. These families have asked for the officers involved in that violence to be fired. We want independent investigations. We want access to information quickly in a timely manner. We want the city of Phoenix to stop hiring new officers, and we want to defund the police, because the only way to ensure our safety is to reduce interaction on the streets between us and police officers.
Mr. Williams, I appreciate the time, and I appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.